Sardia again from the Church Choral podcast, and I hope everyone is doing well. God has been so good to me, and I feel blessed to share that He is my friend. He is my love, the love of my life. He is my strength, my way maker. He is miracle working. He is all seeing, all knowing, all wonderful, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God. He's everywhere. He knows everything, and He's all powerful. I don't know what I would do without Him. Because if it wasn't for Him in my life today, I don't know where I would be. I know it's been a couple of months and the virus is still here. I know people who have lost family members. I know people who are still in debt, who are depressed, who are down. But I know for sure that God has not forsaken us. He said they who are called by Him, His name, will humble themselves and pray that He'll heal the land. If you would stop running away from God's presence and running away from His promises, I believe that God is able to heal this land and to heal whatever is going on in our lives. I'm just so grateful that His strength is made perfect in my weakness. I love that scripture so much because it has gotten me through so many hard times when I feel hopeless and weak, and I feel like I can't do it by myself and I can't do it on my own. I just trust in God and hold on to His hand. Paul's writings are so dear to me because of the things that he went through and of how much he was not even a child of God, and how he came to God and how God brought him to such a humble place where he could be anything to anybody, where he could preach the gospel to anyone, where he could tell people that it doesn't matter what you're going through, it doesn't matter what you've been or where you've been, it doesn't matter the life you live, that there's a God who sits high and He looks low and He looks at our infirmities and He's able to forgive us of those infirmities. He doesn't look at our sins and say, this is the last time I'm going to deal with you, or this is the last time I'm going to put up with you, or this is the last time I'm going to take care of you. He looks at our infirmities and says, you are my child. And because you've sinned and fallen short of my glory, that I'm able to cover you, that I'm able to heal you, that I'm able to raise you up from the miry clay. David is such a man after God's heart that even when he has sinned against God, that even when his life wasn't what God wanted it to be, he still didn't think that he had the strength enough to fix the problem. He still went to God. He still decided to seek God for everything. We know the story about him and Uriah and Uriah's wife and what he did. And even after that, even after all that he did to Uriah, he still was a man after God's heart. Even though he wronged Uriah, because we see where God still picked him up from that miry clay, picked him up from that place, picked him up from that brokenness, picked him up even though the generational curse was transferred over, God still picked him up and he rose up his son, Solomon. He was the wisest man. He's the wisest man on earth. No one compared to his wisdom. I say this to say that it doesn't matter what you've done in your life. It doesn't matter how messy it seems. It doesn't matter how you don't even know where to go, what to do, how to do it. Just give it to God. Just put it in His hand. Just lay it at His feet. He said that to lay aside everything. Lay aside everything that easily besets us. Lay aside everything that blocks us. Lay aside everything that hinders us from His presence. Put aside everything that is not of God. He is longing for us to be in His presence, longing for us to stay at His feet, longing for us to seek Him, longing for that alone time with Him, longing, just longing for us to cry, Abba Father, forgive me, for I have sinned against Thee. Abba Father, forgive me, because I am nothing without You. I'm useless, I'm hopeless without You. So God, forgive our infirmities, forgive our brokenness, forgive our downcastness, our donkeyness, mighty God. Forgive everything that block us from Your presence, that block us from seeking Your face, that block us from taking You at Your word, because You said that Your promises are yea and amen, that all good gifts comes from God, that comes from You. Hold on. Don't give up. God is able to fix it. He's able to come through for you. And He's able to make everything brand new. Just don't give up. Hold on to Him and see the salvation of the Lord.